is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, it's Bran. I'm waltzing my way into loving Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, it's Panda. Yeah. And I'm waltzing my way into liking Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan. I am waltzing my way into despising Hallmark Christmas movies. And this
is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
A lot of confidence that that theme song was going to work today.
Oh, lots of confidence.
So much
guys,
confidence.
How are we doing?
So good.
Man.
Can I see this new energy?
New energy.
Tuesday is a good day.
Tuesday is a good day, everybody. Tuesday is a good day. It's a good time every time. Just do it. Guys, what's kind of on your mind? What's on your heart?
Waltzing, mostly.
Yeah? A
lot of waltzing.
Can I say this? Angel Wings.
Guys, I want to tell you where
Flying
we...
Without Wings, song by Ruben Studdard.
Beautiful.
You know that every one, but not time. Sorry for 2004? How is that possible?
It's not going to make any sense out of order. I looked up songs by Ruben Studdard after we had the discussion.
I'll take the day off
about sorry,
later this week.
It doesn't happen yet. Sorry for 2004 or whatever, and that was another one of his songs called Flying Without Wings. And then I dropped it in and realized you were going to call me on it.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing. If you listen to it out of order, it will make sense. I promise you.
Hey, guys. We are at the part of the season where you're watching a Lacey Chabert movie premiere, and while watching that, you see a trailer for another new Lacey Chabert movie that's coming out this weekend.
Yeah.
That's where we are in this scene.
Yeah. If you thought 2020 was a bad year, plot twist, it's not now.
Yeah. No. Guys, let's all take time and list three things that 2020 did right. One, Lacey Chabert, twice.
I disagree.
Number two, carousel movies, plural.
Twice.
Plural, yeah. Are we just, this is just Hallmark things?
Yeah.
Number three.
You know what? I've got it, Dan, since you're apparently a Grinch.
I'm a Grinch.
Jack the Hallmark, friendship.
Ooh, yeah.
You're welcome, world.
Yeah. 2020 did do that right.
We
were awful before this year, but now we are
golden.
We were
dumpster fire.
We weren't friends.
We weren't, guys.
At the beginning of the year, January, we went to that retreat.
That's right.
And the trustful.
That's right. The trustful.
I couldn't believe it.
We let Panda fall just directly down 10 feet. We thought he was going to have spinal fusion surgery. And he didn't. We apologized, and we're all on good.
And that made it up. Like after you guys finished laughing,
and when he crawled back up there for the second time to try it again,
that's what I knew.
We held back tears, and we caught him.
Yeah. We caught him.
Thanks,
guys. We caught him.
We braced your fall that time. Really,
that's right.
We can only hold so much.
Like, wow! Not
that. I'm talking about ten stories.
I know, that's what I heard
from 10 stories.
I didn't say 10 stories, you doofus. That's 100 feet. I said 10 feet. Why would he fall from 10 stories?
I don't know, was the retreat.
I thought we were supposed to be friendly this year,
Janie at the retreat center said,
Janie,
hike up those 10 stories.
It was a lot of stories. And I said, this seems unusually high, Janie.
And then Janie said, that's why they call it trust fall. And you were like, okay.
It seemed okay. I will say, I thought he died.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, Trace.
We got a letter in the mail.
Ooh, 1211 Lawrence Road, Suite C, Greenville, South Carolina, 29607. That sounds like a napkin.
Dear Deck the Hallmark.
You almost didn't say Deck the Hallmark.
Dear Deck the Hallmark. I had some leftovers from Thanksgiving, and I made them into special cookies. One, a macaroni and cheese cookie. Two, a macaroni, cheese, and turkey cookie. And lastly, sweet potato kapai.
Kapai?
Sweet potato kapai?
Cookie. There's a smudge. Cookie. There's a smudge.
Okay. And this isn't from Tracy. Tracy, this is a letter someone wrote.
I did write this letter. 1211 Lawrence Road, sweet.
We'll try those, Trace. Trust me. Oof.
You know what would be better than trying any of those cookies? Universal Yums.
Oh!
UniversalYums.com/deck. You're going to get snacks from all over the world. They're going to be good, even great in some cases. Bran just left. He's grabbing the box we've been working on all week. Good gosh. You get a box. You can get a box this size, and you get it's just loaded with snacks.
If you're watching on Friendly, you see it.
Now, most of this is half-eaten or empty and just wrappers at this point because we've been eating on it.
But it's a great prop.
It's an amazing box and a great prop nonetheless. UniversalYums.deck, the holiday box, starts at $15 and goes up from there. But if you go and you can get $10 off a subscription with our...
Did he say deck the holiday box?
I did not say deck the holiday box.
I think he said it.
Yeah.
There's a tape. You want to take it there?
Yeah, we'll take it. Take
Dex the holiday box.
Oh,
dang it!
Nailed it.
Me. Should have never asked to take it to the
You table. Will. You will do better next year. I believe that. We'll talk about it at the retreat.
Trust fall.
You're trust falling this year.
I am.
From what I hear,
Janie said she guaranteed it would make me a better person.
They've invested in some different lassos this year.
Lasso? Is it a Western retreat?
No, like.
Gurneys.
They've invested
in gurneys. Either. No. What are you looking
like
for?
Like freaking things that make you not fall on the ground.
Goiters.
Yankee 7, Tigers, goiter.
All right, we ready to go?
Yep.
Yeah.
Christmas Waltz originally aired on November 28th, 2020.
2020.
And it would have loved something like this. Avery and David are planning their wedding. They're both big business people. She's a lawyer. He does business. And they can't seem to stop taking phone calls. She also can't stop thinking about ballroom dancing. And she books some classes so that they can learn how to dance before their wedding. But when she tells David about it at dinner, he's like, well, here's the thing. I took a job in Boston, so maybe we shouldn't get married. So she goes to cancel the ballroom dancing lessons and instead dance with a guy named Roman because he's hot. She just starts crying, though, randomly, and walks on out. But she comes back, and she's still bad. So he's like, hey, let's go ice skating because then you'll learn how to trust me. But on the way, they get into a snowball fight, and she accidentally, like, punches him in the face, and he falls down, hits his head. Goes to the doctor, and the doctor's like, you should be good to go, but just make sure your wife keeps an eye on you. She had to say that she was his wife to get back into the room. So the next day, she comes over to his house really early, knocky knocky, Roman, and is like, I'm going to make you breakfast. I want to make sure you can walk. I want to make sure everything's good. Then they go and dance, and the waltz turns into slow dance, and I'm here for it. They're starting to dig each other. The next day, he calls and is like, hey, you want to meet my parents? They want to meet you because you saved my life. And she agrees to go on over for a little Christmas party. She goes. She loves the crazy family. They dance on the streets. And they keep taking those dancing classes. And they keep talking to each other. And they keep digging each other. And she's getting really good. And she rehearses the big Christmas waltz with him. She then helps him come up with a business plan to help open his own dance studio. And she shows up for work and David is there. And he's like, hey, I'm going to commute to Boston each day, so I'm back. Let's do this thing, baby. But she's not sure how to feel. Then David shows up and tells Roman to step off.
David.
We're back together. And Roman is really taken aback by that. She shows up for her final lesson. He's acting all wonky. And he's like, oh, it's nothing. It's an investor. But we really know what's going on there. And he's just not in it with her. He's like, look to the left. And she just starts crying because this was her last lesson. And she was hoping it would be a little bit more special. But it's not. David gives her another engagement ring. She's not having it. She says, it's over, David. But she tries to call Roman, and he's not picking up. No answer. So it's the night of the big Christmas waltz, and his partner is stuck in traffic. Luckily, Avery's there, and luckily, Avery's done the dance once a couple of weeks ago. So she gets a text, goes backstage, and she's like, before we dance, you need to know I am not with David. So they do the dance, she crushes it, and her parents are like, what? They end the dance with a kiss, and that, my friends, was the Christmas Waltz.
Sweet. did it.
We did do it, guys.
You nailed it. You know, you're always perfect on that button.
That was the perfect ending right there.
That synopsis waltzed its way into my heart, Brent.
But you just, the way that we close that nails it every time. What were you doing there? Just
he got giddy, Dan. You wouldn't understand.
Going for an soulless, going for an Oscar human here.
What?
Nothing.
I am. I'm changing my name to Oscar.
Yeah.
All right, guys, it's time to take a quick break here from some of our sponsors who love the show and they love our listeners. And we're
be
all
fans of each other.
Let's be fans of each other. I'm buying gifts right now. I'm thinking about my dad. I'm thinking about my brothers. I got a lot of brothers. What am I going to buy? What do I love? And one thing I love is good smelling stuff that helped me be cleaner and whatnot. And I do.
You're killing it.
Thank you. You like being clean?
I love being clean.
You're clean?
Oh, I'm a clean boy.
I want to tell you guys about Duke Cannon, because Duke Cannon has a bunch of stuff available that smells amazing and is the perfect gift, such as Frothy the Bear Man Gift Set. Mm-hmm. It's got all sorts of amazing soaps that are infused with beer and with booze, but smell like citrus and oak barrel and sandalwood. You know, all the things you love. Or you can dive into the Beard the Stole Christmas Gift Set that has a bunch of amazing stuff for beard grooming. And all of these things are amazing. The Frothy the Bear Gift Set, $20. The Beard That Stole Christmas Set, $20. And all of those things are the perfect gift to give this holiday season. And here's the thing. Our good friends at Duke Cannon would love for you to consider buying that stuff, because it's amazing. And it's the perfect gift for any guy in your life. So next time you head over to Target, you're doing your shopping, look for Duke Cannon's grooming gifts. You are not going to be upset that you did. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We're talking about the Christmas waltz. Mm-hmm. Have you ever waltzed?
No.
All right.
Funny story. No, I've not waltzed.
You have a neighbor. You had a landlord, though.
Yeah. I had a landlord.
Take the day off, everybody. That's just right. Listen.
Check it out.
We've already done all this stuff.
So many bits.
How do I say this? Let's start the show with the hot take. It's the part of the show. It's only Tuesday. Save a little.
Tuesday, that's right.
It's time for the hot take. It's part of the show where we share exactly how we feel. We don't hold back. And we tell people how we felt about these movies. Panda, you're up.
Guys, let's establish this up front. This is the most steamy, sultry Hallmark movie, which is not saying a lot, that I've ever seen. Doesn't mean it's a good movie. Does mean the dancing is... I liked it.
Steamy sultry.
It's a combo.
You saying steamy sultry makes me want to quit this podcast.
I did like it. I said it.
Can you say it like Ronnie Rowe? Or is that too PG-13 for this?
Steamy and sultry.
Oh, yeah. It's getting it done.
Guys, listen, this is the most laid back I think I've seen Lacey Chabert in one of these movies. I thought Will Kemp did a solid job. I liked his character. I don't have any real problems with the movie overall. I thought it was a little boring, a little slow. It's not probably going to be in my top 10. This is not the worst that we've seen of Lacey Chabert. Not her best, but hey, listen, overall, really, it's a solid movie. And like I said, Hallmark, bring in a little bit of heat on this one.
Steamy sultry.
Steamy sultry. It's a blend.
Hashtag steamy sultry.
Stultry.
So here's the thing, guys. If I ever get the opportunity to meet Will Kemp, I will be flustered. He seems wonderful.
Will Kemp or Chris Russell?
Gosh. I can't even
pick
imagine.
One.
Chris, I've met him.
Okay.
Yeah. Really fun guy. I'm sure Will's great. But the accent. Give me Will. I talked about something. Yeah, man. It's fine. It's a fine movie. I'm not a big dance guy. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. I never have seen a ballroom dance competition, nor do I want to. And I don't really have any desire to learn how to dance. And saying all of that, I like the two together. Steamy, sultry for sure. David is the I think, the worst villain ever in a Hallmark movie. He just detestable. So that was fun. But yeah, overall, it's a dance movie, and it was going to have to do a lot to win me over because I just cared that little about dance. But yeah, I like these two leads together. I'm happy that we're seeing them again, and maybe we'll see it again. Lacey just likes working with the same people, it seems like, with Brennan and with Will. So let's do it again. I like them together. Lots of fun. But, dancing... I hope that dance does not become the new cooking for Hallmark. Hallmark makes a ton of cooking movies. I don't want a bunch of dancing movies. Please don't do that. This one, for what it was, being the novelty of a dance movie, it was fine, but it's not necessarily my thing. But boy, Will, yeah.
I'm not a dancer, but I have watched over 250 of these movies, and so I can tell you 100% this movie is terrible. It's awful. It's slow. It does not contain a great deal of quality performances from the actors. It is sensual. There's no doubt about it. Like, there is more of a thing going on here than is normal in Hallmark. But aside from that, steamy, is it also sultry?
Sultry.
Yeah. Now that you got the whisper going, I like it. It's bad, guys. I'm here to tell you, it's a hard skip. If you're on the fence, let me help just shove you right off that fence into don't watch under any circumstance. I do think Will Kemp is charming. He's having a lot of fun here. I think Lacey Chabert is as good as she's ever, going to be in these movies, I guess. I don't she just seems kind of the same to me in all of these movies. There's not a whole lot going on. She basically is engaged, and then within 24 days, she's madly in love with someone else, which is a huge problem. It's bad. It's one of the worst of the year. It's definitely a dumpster fire. It definitely is a movie I would never, ever recommend you seeing under any circumstances, unless you just love the Waltz.
But steamy sultry?
Yes.
Steamy.
For Hallmark, it is steamy sultry. It is sensual. There's no way around that. There are lines in this movie and looks in this movie that you don't see in these movies that often.
And we'll give you a couple of them. Here's another one.
Yeah.
That's good. FriendlyTV.com/DTH. Sign up for your free trial on
good
the
good radio is what that is.
Good radio.
If you're going to make a steamy, sensual, sultry movie, make it better. I don't know what to tell you. This movie contains very little in the way of plot. They throw things in just to make you think there's a plot, but it's just moving on from one sensual dance number to the other, which, to be fair, that may be what some people want in a movie.
This movie struck me more as a Winterfest movie than an actual Christmas movie. I guess it was Christmas, but that's not, it's... Man, you could rip the Christmas straight out and you wouldn't have known.
Yeah, this is one of those movies, and I forget most of the titles of all these movies, but this is one of those movies where so little is happening, and yet it's taking so long for that to happen. You're like, there's still an hour 10 left in this movie. I feel like all we've done is dance. And it's not, no, not good. Mm. I would put it, in fact, this reminds me a lot of Christmas in Rome. Christmas in Rome, Rome is beautiful, what we get to see of it, but not much happens, and it feels like it lasts forever. This is right up there with that. I don't know. They're both bad.
Sure. Hey, do you guys want to talk about feels?
Yeah,
sure. As far as the show, we talk about any feels that we have. Panda, any feels for you?
Not a lot of Christmas feels. Man, I don't think that there's a lot of really earned moments that generate feels. I guess, the only ones are whenever they're dancing and doing the dance practices, there's some heat there. I mean, there's just, I don't know any other way of describing it. It's two attractive people dancing, and they dance well. It's fun to watch.
There I want someone to leave a review of this podcast, Apple Podcast, if you haven't already, and just say steamy sultry.
Steamy sultry. Sensual, yeah.
Even. It is sensual. You might say.
People are going to be reading reviews and be like, well, I don't want to listen to that.
Three attractive guys doing a podcast.
Come on.
What's not to like? I'm going to go, there's some kids that dance, and there's a dance number with kids at the big waltz, and it's a good dance. The kids are knocking out of the park, doing lots of flips and stuff.
That's cool.
And so good on them. I can appreciate a good dance when I see it. If I'm watching America's Got Talent or something, and a good dance crew comes out, I'm like, oh, good on them. So that's how I felt watching these kids. I was like, good on those kids. They did great. But no real. I will say, I appreciate the attempt of the dancing down the street scene. That was fun.
Yeah, so there's mine. I don't really have any feels per se that for this movie, but I got Singing in the Rain feels.
Yeah.
You know, the best for my money and anyone with half a brain's money, the best musical of all time, Singing in the Rain. They try to do something similar. It's kind of snowing outside. He gets an umbrella. He wraps his arm around a telephone pole and or a light pole, light post, whatever. And I was like, man, Singing in the Rain's a good movie. This is not one. I guess that's what I got for you. You know, they do steal an umbrella in the process. There's another beret. This is the year of the beret. Lacey doesn't want to be left out of that.
Candace so she Cameron?
Gets beret.
Beret will wear beret.
I don't know if she will or not, but she usually does.
Taking bets. Ooh, I know yes. It's Tuesday, but...
We've not watched that movie, even though it came out 3 days ago, and our episode was yesterday on it.
This is a real
so this is real good.
I'm going $10.
I'm betting 10 as well.
All in. All in all the time.
All right.
Fine. All in all the time. Hey, guys, you want to take one more break? We'll come back with
Please
the Late Watch. Let's do that here on Deck the Hallmark. Guys, by now you're used to it. You hear the Lauren Daigle music fading in and you're like, yes,
let's go.
It's Christmas time. Now, maybe you are like many people who have waited until after Thanksgiving to listen to Christmas music. And so the first couple times you heard us talking about Lauren Daigle, we were like, okay, I'll do that after Thanksgiving. Well, everybody, it's after Thanksgiving and it's time to go add Lauren Daigle's Behold album on your Christmas playlist, because it does not get much better than what you're hearing right now. Just take a listen. That's going to do the trick right there. It's going to get you in the holiday spirit. And so go to the streaming service of your choice, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, and add Lauren Daigle's Behold to your playlist today. Do you know that you can listen to this podcast on Deezer?
Deezer.
You guys know?
Deezer.
Have you heard about Deezer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deezer's good.
Deezer's
good
great. What's your favorite Deezer?
Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills is a good Deezer. It's a good Deezer.
It is a good Deezer.
It's on the board, Louie.
Top three is on the board.
Everyone
Deezer's
has
nuts.
Everyone has their Family Feud host that they think of. Mine will always be Louie Anderson. How did Louis Anderson get that job? How?
All right, we need somebody who's really fun with the crowd. You can clearly understand everything he's saying. He's going to be funny with the, hey, what about Louis Anderson? Dave, go home. Just go home, Dave. If you don't go home, you know he's right.
Hey, we heard back from Louis already. So Louis was on the line.
Louis's in. He's in.
He'll
work for free.
There was a period of time, guys, where on television, Louis Anderson was the host of Family Feud and had a kids show called Life of Louis.
That's right. That's true.
That was a world we lived in.
It was.
And we just do this.
How many Louis bits do we do, really? We do a bunch.
Not enough, man.
We're the only people upset that he hosted Family Feud. Everyone else has forgotten it. That Steve Harvey, whatever.
He's a better host than Richard Karn.
How dare you? Al Borland is a much better Family Feud host than Louis Anderson. Are we doing this right?
Number one answer.
Just enough Rick Dilby in there to make anybody uncomfortable.
Oh, I love it.
Louis Anderson.
Give him a kids show. It's time for Wait What. It's the first show we talk about. What this movie made us go, wait, what? Panda?
Literally, like within the first 10 seconds of this movie starting, I don't know, it's maybe a solid minute in, there's the opening sequence where they do the ballet. It's really cool. But it pans out, it's clearly a video that is streaming. However, if you look at the streaming bar, which they've decided to show at the bottom, the time is stuck at 2 seconds, and yet the video is still streaming across. I just want to point out, like, just do better. Hallmark, if you're going to do that.
Does. Technology.
It drives me crazy. The snowball fight is the most random snowball fight we have ever, 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 ever had in a Hallmark movie. They had two dances.
Yeah, it was the second lesson.
Second lesson.
Yeah.
And he's just talking to her. He's like, hey, we're going to go out. We're going to practice. And all of a sudden, she's picking up a snowball. Like, oh, we've reached this level in our relationship. It's weird. It's It's just a weird bit. It doesn't work for the movie. It's just really strange. And then finally, they go to a coffee shop, and I can't make heads or tails of this coffee shop. It seems like just somebody's desk with a couple baskets of cookie and a peppermint latte board on the board behind you. And I just want to know, what's going on with
Can you order anything else? Because they come up and they order the one thing on the board. I think she ordered peppermint latte, and they're like, this coffee shop doesn't look real. And so they put a chalkboard up there that said peppermint latte afterward. That's what I think happened, personally.
I just don't understand. There's just two baskets of cookies, unwrapped cookies. Just cookies. Like, you know, like, what is this place?
Classic coffee shop situation. Sheesh. You know the kind.
Dumb.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I have a few, if you don't mind. Will Kemp's character, what's his name?
Stefan.
Roman.
Roman. Roman. What's your favorite Roman?
What's your favorite Roman?
Roman's, within the first minute of talking to Avery, says, you have naturally fluid motions. I noticed when you walked into the room.
Oof.
I don't know if you can say that.
You only if you're Will Kemp, I think.
Yes.
That will be the last thing you ever say to that person if you just say that.
That is
having
just,
never met
it's
them.
It's a bold thing to say within the first minute of me. You have naturally fluid motions. Whoa. She says that she doesn't give up on anything.
This is my favorite line
in
the movie.
And then proceeds to say, but this is an elected activity. So I don't give up on anything unless it's something I chose to do.
That's right. I don't give up on anything. I'm not a quitter, but this is bowling.
Yes.
So I'm going to...
I'm out.
I'm going to go... So
unless it's an elective activity.
So you give up on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
That's not required of you, you give up on?
Like, unless authorities told me to do it, I'm out. There's a Christmas tree that her friend brings to her door. And she's like, how'd you get it up here? And she's like, the doorman brought it up. And I just want to say, doorman, like, you're already like, he just left without bringing it in. I just feel like you've already done most of the work, doorman. Yeah. Like, bring it in. These poor women are trying to weasel their way into the door. Come on, doorman. It's literally your door, man. Job.
Yeah.
It's literally your door. It's literally your job.
It's literally your doorman job.
That's it. No, that's not what I said. That didn't make any sense.
That's what
he said. And my last one is, he goes to show her, and maybe somebody knows the answer to this, and I just missed it. He goes to show her this place that he's thinking for where he's going to open his own place.
Yes.
To teach.
Yes.
And there are just ginormous.
It's a creepy Christmas cafeteria.
Christmas things. There's a giant mouse that's turning his head. There's giant candy canes. Where'd they come from? What is this place?
Yeah.
Is it like the island of misfit giant Christmas figurines?
Yes.
It was crazy. I don't know why they were being stored there.
That mouse moving his head back and forth while all
was
the
that
lights.
Was that mouse or a bear?
I don't know. I said bear. He said mouse. I just went with mouse to keep the
continuity up.
It's a mare. It's a mouse.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be, all the lights are off in that place. And that mouse bear is just doing this. It's etched in my brain forever.
Yeah. I don't understand what was that place.
Yeah. That's a weird
place. I don't know. Dan?
Yeah. The whole thing where she comes into the dance studio to book dance lessons and talks to the kid, like, and then Will comes down the stairs and he, for what I understand, he basically lies to her and winks at the kid, but he does it all, he says, to help the kid make a sale? Is that how I understood that?
I mean, that's what he said, right?
I just don't understand. Like,
I don't get the bit.
Why not just say, hi, I'm super attractive and I'm the dance instructor? Like, it seemed like a lot of work for this kid to make a sale when and lying that took place when all he had to do would be like, hi, I'm the dance instructor. You'll learn dance here. Like, it's clear she's a motivated buyer. I just didn't understand. But to be fair, Will Kemp is very hasty on using the wink and the gun because he's in the doctor and he gets a mild concussion, I think, from the snowball fight. Yes. Like, can we just back up through the whole thing?
Can we talk about it more?
So the second dance lesson is not over when they go outside. From what I understand, they're going to an ice skating rink.
Right, to practice their dance.
During the one-hour dance session.
Right.
Yeah. So somehow there's enough time, they've been in the dance studio, to go downstairs, walk to the ice rink, do some stuff there, and then for him to get back for his next lesson, there's a wait what right there. But they get out the door, and they decide on an impromptu snowball fight. And then she tries to run away, and her fist moving back. I'm not saying Lacey Chabert is weak. Not. But it looked like he just got Buster Douglas just right in the jaw somehow by Lacey Chabert. And he falls, and then it's briefly like an amnesia movie. They go to the doctor. And they get to the doctor, and they're like, hey, everything's going to come back. And she pretends to be his wife. Okay, fair. Then he's like, okay, we'll see you later. And then for some reason, Will Kemp goes, thanks, doc. Stay in touch. And he gives him this one. Like, who does he think he's lying to? Like, the doctor is not in on the bit. Why? What is he doing? What is thanks, doctor, keep in touch, wink in the gun? I don't understand why you're doing that. You're lying to him about Lacey being your wife. He doesn't know the difference. He's just trying to do his job. But I'm not sure he's trying to do his job, because earlier in that scene, he goes for a fart joke. he literally, these are two adults talking, and he goes for a pull my finger joke. What kind of clown operation is this? Like, I just do not for the life of me understand anything that
went
on.
So you wouldn't get a kick out of that if your doctor did that?
No, I'm a grown man. I mean, maybe later with you, I'd be like, dude, my doctor told a fart joke today. But like at the time, I expect him to be a medical professional.
See, this is why I didn't go into the medical profession, because I still find that amusing.
Can we talk about Roman's family briefly?
Sure.
He says he's Russian, but he went to school in England, which, okay, great, because he's got a British accent. But then he says, I need you to come home and meet my parents. And his mom is just full Americana. Like, she is American accent. Like, she's not even trying to have a European accent. What's going on there? Like, were they Russian living in America, sending him to England?
That is one of my what the hallmarks is. Why is the entire Davidoff family in America?
It just doesn't, something doesn't add up there.
Yeah.
And that's fair that it's a what the hallmark. I just thought, I heard the mom speak and I went,
she's trying to do an accent.
I don't think she is.
I think she is, and it just bleeds through. She's not good. Like, that's the problem. Like, I think that's really bad. Like, but I detected she was trying to do some sort of stilted accent. Yeah. It was not good.
Also,
what's your stilted accent?
I don't have one.
Yeah, everything he does is pure. it's just fluid.
No stilted here.
So Lacey tries to get her mom and dad to come to this waltz thing. And I don't know what happened before she says this, but basically the mom says, you know how your father feels about loud music. And it's like, we're talking about what? I mean, we're not talking about joining the Insane Clown Posse and being a juggalo on tour with everybody. Like, we're just talking about some like dancing and Christmas music, right? Like, that's not.
Do you guys remember the summer we were juggalos?
Dude, that was a crazy summer.
Man,
we followed the posse around.
Dude, it was worth it.
I got ICP tatted on my chest. Yeah. It was wild.
My wife filed for divorce. I had to literally beg her to take me back.
And I told you no, but I realized the bold move was
asking the posse to join you for the first session. Yeah. And I was like, buddy, I don't know if you should do it.
Yeah, that's what happened for sure. Let me tell you about David real quick. David. Who says he's moving to Boston after he's engaged and the wedding's in 24 days. So bang up job, buddy. Then tries to come back, and the grand romantic gesture is all the roses, but I'm still working in Boston. That's the big move. Here are a ton of flowers. I'm still going to work in Boston. We can still get married, and I'll commute, which I learned is almost a 4-hour commute each way. So David, not exactly bringing the heat here with a grand romantic gesture. And in fact, if you're going to give a grand romantic gesture and you still are going to work in Boston and commute every day, just skip the gesture. Don't even try, Dave. It's not worth your time. It's not. No. No. Sorry. And that's really all I got.
Great. Good job. It's time for What the Hallmark Inspired Show, where we wonder what could have been, maybe happened, give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Panda?
The Allegro account, Bran.
Yeah.
She gets the Allegro account. Everyone's excited for her. I want to know, what is the Allegro account? What makes it so special? Why are they special in any capacity? Inquiring minds want to know, Bran.
Yeah. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Panda. I have a couple. One, it does go back to the father in loud music. I do want to know, what was the event? What was the event that happened where there was loud music that dad was like, no more? No more loud music. Yeah. There had to be something.
You know how he feels about loud music.
You know how he feels.
No, I don't.
You know what happened last time. And last is David sent, I believe, 5 or 6 dozen red roses. And I want to know how he decided on that amount.
This is the number.
I'm going to get you the same flower, but a lot of them. So you have to keep them all alive. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah.
It was six dozen red roses.
To be in this weird middle ground, because you see somewhere like it's just an exorbitant amount that just becomes this overwhelmingly grand gesture. And then there's this like single solitaire rose. What about 86 roses? What about that number? How about that?
It was weird. I want to know how he decided on that.
It's a no. Yeah. They did this. They got a virtual receptionist. So God bless them. And they immediately sold out the Friday night cha-cha group cha-cha. Yep. And clearly that's
cha-cha real slow now.
Yeah. Slide? Are they doing a formal cha-cha? Because they're doing a formal cha-cha, I'm not interested. But maybe they cha-cha slide it up.
Oh,
that would be amazing. I would sign up for that.
What if you just signed up for a class where you just did the cha-cha slide for an hour and you walked out all sweaty?
Just appalling to me, the amount of people at every wedding where the cha-cha slide comes on, the amount of people that just go,
this is my jam.
Like, guys, how are you still this excited about it?
Because you don't see it coming. DJ, here's every single time.
They're not comfortable dancing, and then they realize somebody's going to tell me exactly what to do. Here's my chance to show that I can dance.
One hop this time. Yeah. I have been kicking around the idea
What is right foot, left stomp? You just stomp on the left side with your right foot?
Yeah. I've been kicking around this idea with Trace about creating a Deck the Hallmark version of cha-cha.
Ooh, I love it.
Maybe we'll get to it.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. It's like,
is that more or less important than the Razzle Dazzle to you?
Equal.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. All right.
And opposite.
Okay.
We did it, everybody. Yay! Congratulations. Another one. Hey, we got a Christmas by Starlight coming out tomorrow. I think it's a good episode.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's going to be good. We'll see. Before we get going, it is time for the Double Decker of the Week. If you haven't joined Brain Motion Plus, we'd love for you to join us. You can join at 3 different tiers, whether it's just Brain Motion Plus, just for the commercial freeze, Deck the Hallmark Plus, where you get a little Facebook group and some bonus stuff and all access, which is everything you could ever want. Bramble Jam Plus is waiting for you. Who do we have today, Dan?
Shelby Forrester.
Shelby Forrester. You've done the deep dive, Panda. Tell everybody about Shelby, her story, what's going on in her life.
Oh, Shelby, listen, Shelby comes from a long line of outdoors people. Like, love the great outdoors.
Okay.
So much so, she started a website called Spark Notes.
SparkNotes.ninja.
Okay.
Spark Ninja?
SparkNotes.ninja.
Is the name of the business.
Spark Notes, yes.
Spark Notes is already the name of a business.
I don't think that's true.
It is true. So what is the name of this business?
It's called Spark Notes. I'm sticking with it. Okay. Dot Ninja.
Is it spelled differently at all?
Is Dot Ninja the website? SparkNotes.ninja?
Yeah, but it's also the name of the company.
Okay, it is the name of the company.
SparkNotes.ninja LLC? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, what do they do over at SparkNotes.ninja?
Just teach you how to start sparks, because that's what you need in the great outdoors. Different sparks.
What does Dot Ninja have to do with anything?
Because that's what doesn't it?
This is the person dressed up like a ninja to teach you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's what.
That's all you had to say. No, but I wanted some element of surprise for you, Dan.
That's what a ninja brings. The ninja is the surprise. You don't have to say you don't know anything about the ninja. Yeah. I think whether you tell me about it or
you
not.
But now it's ruined because you. Yeah. I was hoping. I didn't want to get into this. I bought you 12 classes.
You bought me 12 classes?
At Spark Notes.
Dot Ninja.
Dot Ninja.
What? Wow. So they teach you how to spark. Do you have any sort of like example of what they
samurai sword
okay
with piece of rock.
He was so bored by you, he just left. He just took off and left.
Yep.
Oh! Yeah.
You know what? You are a ninja.
Man, I
guess. I've already graduated the class.
I never it's saw it coming.
You don't see it coming.
You saw the sparks.
They flew.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. The other thing.
Yeah, there's actually.
When a ninja sneaks up on you, there's sparks.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh. Man, doing that little run after the Little Caesars lookout, everybody.
Cardio, baby. Our studio is a full running track. It looks small here, but once you get out to the side, it's a full 300 yards.
Sticks and slices. Not what a ninja should consume. Guys, we did it. We will be back tomorrow and the day after that and all the other days after that. Until then, may we be the first to wish you
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam Podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.